We want to welcome you to our Sunday afternoon time together. Brother Freedom's here, and several of us have gathered as usual on Sunday afternoon, and we're just going to trust the Lord to help us because we need all the help we can get. Father, we just thank you for your wonderful presence. Lord, I know I need a lot of help because there's a lot of things I don't understand. There's a lot of things that go right over my head. And I just thank you, Lord, for helping me, letting the Holy Spirit touch me, and helping me, Lord, not to get out of your will. Thank you for touching the wonderful listeners out there. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. Lord, just touch his lips and his tongue and his whole system, Lord, that he can deliver the message that you have ordained for this day. I thank you, Lord, for your wonderful goodness. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we just so thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for all the things that you've done. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from you, and there's no variableness, neither shadow turning. Father, we know that everything good comes from you, and we still want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for having the groceries on our table. We want to say thank you for having cover on our beds. We want to say thank you for having to eat when it's cold. We want to say thank you for the air conditioning when it's hot. We thank you for these provisions you've given us, and we thank you that we've been can enjoy ourselves many times because of you. And while you are a reason, we thank you that you, every good and perfect gift comes from you. And Father, we just praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you've done. We thank you for all the souls that you've saved. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Calvary that was paid, that through that cross that Jesus bled and died, that we all might live, might have a special walk with you and a special place with you. And we thank you for this day. We thank you that you, for the grass, the air, and all the things that we take for granted, that you are the one that provides for us. We thank you for this day. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I really feel that we're in a time of preparing, really. That's what I feel. It's time that God's trying to awaken the church. That we don't know exactly the day. No, none of us do. Bible says that no one knows on the Father only, but we do know the signs of times, and truly they said they're everywhere declaring the way of our Lord. Predicted many years ago when Jesus went to the cross, that he went to his disciples that night, a couple nights before, and they asked him what would be the signs of his coming. He gives it down in the 24th chapter of Matthew. It says these perilous times, these things are going to come to pass. He said, not let it take upon you unaware, just keep going because that day will eventually come. It's going to come as a thief in the night. It's the time that we're really to prepare for it. I just love the first and second Peter. They're both special books. And this third chapter is really special. I used to know it by heart, but I'm going to probably read it in that way that I won't make no mistakes. And knowing first, there shall become in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, they're saying, where is the promise? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the very beginning of creation. So we're seeing a lot of people through the world, and Jesus said, this is what they're going to say. They say, well, you know, as the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. But in the days of Noah preached for about 120 years, something like that, and he didn't get any takers either. But when that rain started coming, I imagine there were a lot of people around that ark. I seen some movie pictures years ago that people had made from some years ago in the early, around the 40s. It showed them really yelling, screaming because of that flood. But you know, this time when he comes, it's going to be in different ways. It's going to be, he's going to come through the clouds of glory and take his bride home. It's supposed to be a wonderful time. It's a time that we're looking. It says, for this willingly are ignorant that by the word of God, the heavens of old and the earth out of the water and the earth that was in the water, whereby the world of the heavens overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and earth were kept in store by the same word, or reserved unto the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. See, this whole chapter declares what's going to take place. It's really some things that are going to happen. It's this world that says the heavens will pass away. And we can own the best house and all of the properties and all the stuff, but that day it'll go. And the thing about it, we'll go before that property because we're tender. And but that day is a coming. We don't know exactly when. It might be another. I thought it'd be before the year 2000. I really did, and I expected about in latter 80s, 90s. And it's still, he hasn't come, but I know he's coming. Even that makes you know that he's coming more, it's closer. Because we don't know the hour, the day of the hour, but he knows. But we do know there's signs of times. Things are changing more now than they were like back in the 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Now we're starting to see that there's going to be, and this is no secret, the earth is going to start melting in certain, like Alaska, the water's going to melt because of the heat. And there's going to be things, and actually that water is going to raise up because of the melting of, it's going to, the elevation is going to come up. Our ports are going to have to be, and they're going to be in waters where they've been down, and they're going to have to change a lot of things because it's going to change their whole geographic things are going to come to pass. But this should be a sign to us that Jesus is coming. Another real big sign, he said his word will be preached to all corners of the world. And we're seeing it now that there's, the word of God's going everywhere, prepared either way, but there's salvation has been preached. And it's going out to all corners of the earth and many people are replying. And the Bible says when these things come to pass, look up, you know your redemption draweth nigh. It says the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but long suffering, thus we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God wants us all to be with him. He has got no favorites. He said there's no respecter of person. And what that means, he loves Joe as much as Henry, Henry as much as Mike as much as Peter, and Jan and Jane and Jane and Betty and whoever. He loves us all. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants to tell the world, he said, I want you to be, live with me forever. Choose you this day whom you will serve. God's asking us, choose you now, because I wish you to live with me for eternity. Eternity is quite a ways off, I mean, quite a long thing. You ever think about it? It's forever and ever, no end. You know, most of us, I've been here a few years, but my life's about over with, but for eternity, it's nothing. 100 years or 170 years is not no time at all. So we're like a vapor where it says here from the down, we're gone. We're like the grass, the sun comes up on the grass, pretty soon it scorches and the grass turns brown. Pretty soon, if they don't get a fire to it, it'll be real, in the fall of the year, it gets real brown and even deteriorates, the rain starts coming up because it's a time it's going to be another harvest next year if they have another, that's what life is. There's a time to birth, there's a time to bury, there's a time that we all things start and stop. But there's going to be a time that all things are going to stop. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. And so that's why the Lord is so wonderfully, what he's telling us we must do, all people must die. And so that's what's, this is the catch, is we've got to die out to our flesh if we want to make heaven. And that's sort of sometimes pretty hard because, you know, we don't want to give up or we love the world. We love it. We love all the, we love the things of the world. But the Bible says if we love it more than we do of him, he'll have no part with us. So we've got to choose what we'd rather do. And all these decisions we get involved in, we're the one that can make it easy on ourselves or make it hard. We have to choose. We have to say, we can't do this over a split second decision. We can't wait to the last moment and expect God to warn us, say, I did ahead of time, but you gotta make sure you're ready for tomorrow because I'm gonna take you home. He's gonna come as a thief in the night. So it's gonna be unexpected. It says it's gonna come upon a snare as the whole earth. It's gonna hit the whole planet earth as a snare comes upon the whole earth. It's gonna come on us. And a lot of people won't even understand then that the Lord's come. And many things, as I read it in the Word of God, everything will go back to normal for the next day, and a lot of people won't even realize that anybody's gone. There are a few people that say, well, you know, Brother so-and-so is not around here no more. I wonder if he could have gone up by the way of Jesus. But you know, the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. And I really don't believe there's going to be a lot that makes it. That's what I've seen. And I want to make it myself. I'm working very hard, but I can even wonder myself, I might miss it. It behooves me to really seek God every day, not take nothing for granted, and that I have no claim that God's going to supernaturally take me out of here. I'm going to do like everybody else. We all got to stand before Him. But this exit, there's something got to be supernaturally right with us, or we're not going to make it out of here. Because it's like something's in us is waiting to be touched by a supernatural connection. You know, a connection when you put like dynamite out, you put wires and put it in this little, when that connection gets right, it'll explode. That's the way we are. We have to have the right connections to be able to make sure we're going to leave. Because we're earthbound right now. And we need to realize that we need to get heavenbound. That we should be, our feet should be light toward heaven, not on this earth. And we get sort of heavenly on this earth because we sort of love it so much. We love our houses, we love our cars, we love our, everything we have, we love. He said, loveth thou these things more of me? That's what he has to ask us all the time. Lord, you know that. No, he says, well, you gotta prove it. But this is gonna be a proving of that day. We can all say that we're gonna make it, but if we're here, and I'm here, my heart would just stop, I know. It'd be terrible. What's going to be placed? I've got to really work because I don't think my heart would take it. It just burst. And we got to have it in our heart that we want to go to see Jesus. That he's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for next week church service, even though it might be pretty good. My main theme, this is from now on, we all should be there. My great thing is, am I ready for Jesus? When I go to the grocery store, Lord, I'm going to go to the grocery store, but if you come, I want to make sure you take me. If I'm down in some town visiting my parents, you come, I want to make sure you take me with you. Because it says he'll come in a time when we think not. A day when we're not expecting. A day of he'd take us as a thief. You know, a thief, they've generally proven that thieves go to homes that's not occupied. Someone's away for the summer. That's the thieves coming, and they know if they get in, nobody's going to be there to catch them. But Jesus says, well, he's going to come as a thief. So as a thief comes in the middle of the night to steal, Jesus is going to come in time when we're really not thinking about it. Maybe we're out here thinking about, we might even be thinking about church services. But I've been praying to the Lord about this, but our number one concern, even over church services, over everything that we do is, am I ready for his coming? That's how serious, because that's the only way we're going to make it. If I get so involved in churchy things that I'm going to miss it. I've got to be looking for Jesus. My mind must be staying on him. And it says, he's coming for those that's looking for that coming. The Apostle Paul said, he's coming for those that's looking for his coming. You know, many times when you talk to people about the coming Lord, they say, oh, you're sort of morbid. They don't want to even think about it. Let's not talk about it. But we're not even going to get that totally out of our mind. Because when this happens, you know, God's going to take me there and I'm going to, but it don't work that way. It's going to be real like it is here today. Just the same way. Maybe you'll come today. We just got to be ready, looking for His coming. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Here it is. In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. And the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. And the earth, the works, and all therein shall be burned up. According to the book of Revelation, it gives a clarity of this. Probably after Jesus comes, there'll be a little dispensation of time before that's what's going to take place. He's coming. And there's going to be a meltdown. A third of the earth is going to, this sort of scary stuff, going to fall in the deepest sea. And then another third of the earth, right here where we live, is going to feel the effect of that. They call it wormwood. And a lot of those people will pass away too. And then there'll be a remnant stays here upon earth, which we know is Israel. So geographically, we know that Israel is going to be saved for the last moments. So where's it put us? Out in harm's way. We better need to get ready. And that's what the Lord's been showing me. We need to take heed to things we've heard, lest any time we let them slip. We need that supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. I want to get up this morning in church and tell. We need the unction, the Spirit of God, because He is the one that makes these things happen. You don't dread it with Him. Oh, He just says, I'm coming. I just, be ready. My child, I love you. And boy, when He speaks to you, you know He loves you. And you're not afraid because He takes away all fear. All the trouble that comes on us sometimes that we're so discouraged and all things, He's there to comfort us. He says, lo, I'll be with you always. He's our comforter. The Holy Ghost is our comforter, one that prods us, helps us to be able to make it through this life when the storm sort of gets tough, when every place we go, we sort of get our feet stepped on and our hands. You know how we feel like we're having troubles, but we're not going to really know what trouble is unless we miss it. Then those people that's left here are going to really have troubles. Perilous times are going to come then. Before that time, when we got opportunity, all of us, I'm talking about myself, we got to be prepared always that I'm going to be ready for Jesus. Don't make any difference. I missed dinner. Miss breakfast, miss supper. I gotta make sure I make that appointment. Cause I won't need supper because I get over there, I'm gonna be okay. We're all gonna be okay. I'm gonna get a new body. My legs are not gonna hurt no longer. I'm gonna have that joy of the Lord will always be there. But it's written, I have not seen neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that are prepared for them that love God. But it says, but God hath revealed them by His Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit is what we all need. He's that extra dimension that when we get all scared, when we get up a little tight, when we're getting confused, He's there to help us. He's out there to stable us. When we're not so wobbly on our feet, He wants us to lean not on our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct our paths. God said, church, wake up. My people, wake up. For I'm coming soon. I'm coming for those that's looking. Be ready for a time when you think not, I'm coming. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeking whom we may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. Everybody's going to have troubles, but we've got someone to help us in the troubles. What a bargain. You're going to get the best of both sides. Because he's going to promise he'll keep us in that hour. It's in the book of Revelation. It says, that hour of temptation, if you kept me, I will be with you that time. So he's kept you up to that time. So after that time, when his departure takes place, he's also going to comfort you. He said, just hang on, son, daughter, just a little bit. It's going to be okay. He takes you by the hand, pats you on the back. Pretty soon you're gone. And everything's right. That's what's going to happen. We're going to be here, and then we're going to be gone. We have to really remember that we have to work out our salvation with fear and heavy trembling. That means think what we're doing. Think what we got. Think of the prize that we're going to have. Think what we're going to miss if we miss it. And actually, life is not a long time compared to eternity anyway. So if we have to lose a few appointments someplace, really don't make any difference anyway. But keeping up to date with God is very important. Staying with His calendar. Say, Lord, I want to make sure I'm ready. And I think if you'll tell Him that every day, you'll be ready. He wants you to be prepared. He wants you not to be afraid. He wants you to realize that He has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. God's here to assure us He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eye is open to the righteous and the ears are open to their cries. Call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. That is scripture. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in you. There's a power that works within you. God sees you. That day comes, he's going to let you give that extra. I'm persuaded he's able to keep you. It says, I am persuaded neither life nor death nor angels, principalities, things present, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. God's going to keep you at that time. Just trust him. You're going to make it. I'll tell you, you're going to make it. Just wait upon God and you're going to make it. God bless you all. I pray I hope you got a little bit out of this today, but God bless you in a mighty way. I pray that God will comfort you and make himself real to you this day and very prosper you in all your ways. God bless you all. Thank you in Jesus' name. I pray that God will bless these people. Anoint them this day. Whatever the need is, I pray that they'll seek you, Lord, and trust you in a mighty way. I pray that God's blessing upon them. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen, amen, and amen, amen, means so be it. God bless you all.